AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The case against three white men accused of killing a black man, Ahmaud Arbery, in their neighborhood near Brunswick, Georgia, is in the hands of the jury. Prosecutor Linda Dunikowski telling the panel this morning that they are not to decide if defendants Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Roddy Bryant are good or bad people.
This isn't about whether these three men are good people or bad people. That's not what this is about. It's about responsibility. It's about holding people accountable and responsible for their actions. When they do something like this, they have to be held accountable and responsible. Nobody gets a free pass.
That from Court TV. The three are charged in the shotgun slaying of Arbery as he ran through their neighborhood. They claimed they were trying to make a citizen's arrest and were then acting in self-defense. The suspect in the parade crash that killed five people in suburban Milwaukee Sunday will be in court this afternoon. Julie Walker has more.
Police say Darryl Brooks drove his SUV through that parade Sunday as he was fleeing the scene of a domestic dispute. Video posted to social media by Angela O'Boyle captures the screams of parade goers. Brooks faces five charges of first-degree intentional homicide. Earlier this month, he was accused of running over the mother of his child with what appears to be the same SUV. He was out on $1,000 bail. The 39-year-old has been charged with crimes 16 times since 1999 and had two outstanding cases against him at the time of the deadly parade crash that also left at least 48 injured. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden announced the release of 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Reserve to stabilize prices, the action taken in tandem with a number of other nations, including China and India. This is AP News. Accusations against British Prince Andrew will be left out of next week's trial of the woman charged with helping Jeffrey Epstein recruit underage girls to have sex with powerful people.
The prosecution of Ghislaine Maxwell doesn't involve the salacious allegations that the British socialite offered up one of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers to England's Prince Andrew for sex. Instead, prosecutors are focusing on allegations by four women who say Epstein's longtime companion recruited them as teenagers to be abused by the late financier. With opening statements in Maxwell's trial expected next week, the British press has been rife with speculation that Andrew will be a key figure. The Duke of York's name hasn't come up, and his accuser, Virginia Giuffre, isn't expected to testify. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At least 45 people, including a dozen children, are dead in the crash of a tourist bus in Bulgaria. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.